On December 24th, the sun sets in Salzburg, Austria, just after 4:15 in the afternoon. I know this because on Christmas Eve 1991, when I was a student in Rome, I was staying in Salzburg during the holiday with the monks of St. Peter's Archabbey, which was founded in the year 696. The monastery is just around the corner from the Salzburg Cathedral, where Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was baptized. And both the cathedral and the monastery, indeed the whole of the city, are situated below the majestic Hohensalzburg Fortress, built in the 11th century on the hilltop overlooking the city as the residence of the prince archbishops. Advent in that ancient monastery is rightfully simple and austere, right up, that is, until the afternoon of Christmas Eve. But then late in the day on the 24th, the monks transform the abbey to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus. After Vespers that evening, we entered the refectory for supper and found there a giant, freshly cut fir tree standing in the middle of the room, which was otherwise dark, but ablaze with the light of hundreds of small candles affixed to the boughs of the tree. The prior recited a list of that year's blessings, and then the community knelt to receive the blessing of the abbot, their father in God. When the monks stood up, they began to sing Stille Nacht. And as I looked out the window to the castle above the city, it began to snow. The crowning glory of that night, of course, was Holy Mass, in which we received the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ as the medicine of immortality. I will never forget that Christmas in Salzburg. But even without the romance of that setting, the beauty of Christmas always moves our hearts. Light in the darkness, our Heavenly Father's blessing of His children, gratitude for blessings received, a community of Christians united in prayer under the mantle of their mother, the Mother of God and Mother of the Church. All of these beautiful gifts point us to the ineffable mystery of the omnipotent God who became a helpless child. Christ Jesus is the eternal Word who made all things and sustains all creation, and who became flesh and was born into history full of grace and truth to redeem us from the grave. Christ Jesus is God from God and light from light, and He shines in the lives of all who receive Him with faith, hope, and love. Christ Jesus is God the Son, who became the Son of Mary, so that we could all receive grace upon grace. We know from the Gospel that the Word became flesh and united our human nature to His own divine glory in order to suffer and die for us, to cleanse us of our sins and open the way for us to share the eternal life of the Most Holy Trinity. In other words, the Christmas crib is but the first step toward Calvary, the cross, and God be praised, the empty tomb. But understanding this Paschal mystery and allowing it to shape our entire lives requires hard work and deep reflection. But tonight, there is only wonder. Being delighted by the birth of a child is as natural as breathing. So let us rejoice and be glad for the simple grace of hearing again the Christmas story, of seeing Mary and Joseph in their struggle to find a safe place for the child to be born, of imagining the sound of angels singing and shepherds telling out what they have seen, and of knowing with a certainty born of the love that moves the sun and the stars, that unto us this day in the city of David a Savior has been born, who is Christ the Lord. Come, let us adore him.